Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for Today. My name is Heather and I've got some news and views from a West Texan's biblical point of view, one you're not going to find in your mainstream media, but maybe today you will. Guys, I'm not sure if you have heard about what is going on in Haiti. Folks, it is unbelievable, unbelievable. And of course, you know, the Bible talks about lawlessness. Lawlessness will increase in the end days, and the love of many will grow cold. I don't know how much more colder you have to be than let dead corpses be eaten by dogs. Folks, this is very, very graphic, what's going on in Haiti as gangs take over there in Haiti. We're going to go to the Washington Post right now. This is coming to us from MSN.com, the Washington Post. Haitians shot dead in the street, and there's no one to take the corpses away. Of course, you can see right here, this article is by Whitlore Marincourt, Samantha Schmidt. I guess both of those people have wrote this article. So it says, Port-au-Prince in Haiti on a riot through the gang-controlled streets of Haiti's capital on Friday passed an improvised barricade. The motorcycle taxi reached a crossroad. First came the smell of something burning, then the sight, a corpse charred black lying in the middle of the street, his bones and feet sticking out of the pile of ash. The night before, Jimmy Burisquat, a carpenter who lives nearby, heard two gunshots. Peering carefully out his window, checking his watch, it was 8:24 p.m. He saw two men drive away, leaving the body behind. Not far from a university administration office in one of Haiti's largest telecommunication companies. A few hours later, he said, the men returned and burned the remains. Goes on to say, the streets of Port-au-Prince reek with the stench of the dead. It's a grisly new marker of the violence and dysfunction in this beleaguered Caribbean nation of 11 million people. In the absence of a functioning state, violent armed gangs have taken control of more than 80% of the capital, the United Nations estimates. Gunfire crackles at all hours. Residents who dare leave their homes stumble across bodies that have been left where they fell. Port-au-Prince reached a high of 92 degrees on Friday. The smell of decaying corpses, human rights activists say, has driven some people from their homes. Others have taken it upon themselves to move or burn the bodies, because who else will? Guys, this right here is just telling you how much the world is being dragged into this lawlessness that the Bible talks about. And the Bible also says that Satan, with a little g, is the ruler of this world. This is a fallen world. Sin entered this world. And so that's why Jesus Christ has to come back and make everything right. And if you guys remember, I say it a lot. In the book of Revelations, Jesus says he comes back to destroy those who are destroying the earth. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We see all these things happening. And it also says, the Bible says, they will come up with new ways to be wicked and evil. We see that happening. You have the vaccinations. You have all these things that are happening. What they're doing with DNA and cells. And folks, it will scare the pants off of you. You know, normal people, we're like, what is going on? What they're doing to our air, water, and food. They are destroying the earth, what God has created. And they're doing it at a rate I've never seen before. Just since COVID, the lockdowns, everything that's happened since then, you guys can look around, you see it for yourselves. I see it. You see it. We see where this path ends. The world may not see it, but as believers in Jesus Christ, or who our faith is in Christ, we see where this is going. The book of Revelation tells us what happens. The book of Daniel tells us these things. All these things have been foretold by God Almighty in his word. And he is the only one. He is the God above all gods. He is the Alpha and the Omega. There is no other but our God, Jehovah God Almighty. And he can tell you the end from the beginning. We see what's here and now, and we can see the past, so we don't know what's ahead of us. God knows. And if you read his word, you will be prepared for these times. So don't be scared. Get prepared. So I wanted to jump on here really quick today to tell y'all, don't be scared, be prepared. And so, you know, everybody is talking about like the things that are happening and nobody really knows. But as believers, we know, right? We know. We know it's going to happen because our Heavenly Father told us what would happen. So what is our job in these days where everything looks so bleak and so terrifying and so such anxiety-ridden world? What is our job? As believers in Jesus Christ, our job is to do the Great Commission. We are to go out and tell people about Jesus before it's too late. Can you imagine If I was not a believer and you who are listening to this podcast were not believers, how stressful this time would be right now. But for the majority, they've just lulled them in, right? Like, here, look at your phone. Here, watch your Netflix. You know, here, go eat some of this, you know, food that we've injected all these chemicals in to, you know, keep you, you know, domicile. You know, here you go. Just here, keep drinking that fluoride water. You know, folks, it's all been planned. And they've been working on it for a very, very long time. But if we were not believers, could you imagine? I couldn't imagine. Like, I wouldn't even walk out of my house. Number one, I mean, who, you know, what's going to say what happens if you were to drop dead right now? Where would you spend the rest of your life? Where are you going to go? Because this is not the end all be all, folks. We are here but a vapor, the Bible says. Just a little short time. But for eternity, you're either going to go to heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ and be with God forever and ever and ever, or you're going to go to hell and be separated from God forever and ever and ever in torment and fire. So it's not just going to be like some party down in hell like everybody thinks it is. Nah, you're going to be tormented day and night for eternity. That should really scare you. It should scare the hell out of you, like a lot of people say. Listen, folks, today, there is no other time greater than now to put your faith in Jesus Christ. God says in his word, today is the day of salvation. Please don't wait another moment. Look what's going on in the world today. Look around the world. Look how desperately dark it's getting. You see, you hear about shootings every now and then. Now they happen on a weekly basis. People are becoming numb to this kind of stuff. They're like, eh, you know, these are people's lives, folks. We as Christians must never become numb to this stuff. There's a lot of evil, a lot of wickedness, so much. But we should be lights. We are the salt of this world, the salt and light of this world. We should go out and tell people about Jesus today. However you do that, if you do that at your job and you talk to people like my little friend Melissa does, God bless her, she's such a sweet lady. I tell you what, she works with a lot of young kids. Let me tell you something, keep praying for her because she is telling them the truth, and a lot of them have come around to the truth. Praise God, because they see what's going on in the world. But how are these people going to know if there's nobody to tell them? How are they going to know if we're not out there telling them the truth? While we can, we need to do what we can do before we are censored so bad that we can't. But of course, we still will. You know, back in history and in times, you know, in Christianity, it is such most successful is when we're being persecuted the most. Isn't that amazing? God Almighty is amazing. You guys, God has given you the tools. He has given you and me his Holy Spirit that lives and resides in us. Folks, that is powerful. And it's so powerful. And we need to use that, what God has given us. If you're really good at something, you're very talented in something, that's because the Holy Spirit has given you that talent. And we're to use the talents that God has given us to turn them around and use them to serve and glorify God. That's what we should be doing right now. Right now. Folks, let me tell you, it is bad. This world is so bad. And I'm just like on one screen here. But I just wanted to jump on really quick just to give an encouraging word, folks, encouragement. That's what Christians need right now. And that's what we need to give this lost world, encouragement. Jesus Christ is the only salvation. He is the only peace. Folks, you'll find peace nowhere else except in Jesus Christ. You will find nowhere else except in Jesus. He is our peace. He is our protection. He is our grace. He is everything. So right now, while you still have breath in your lungs, go out there and tell somebody the good news about Jesus Christ. And now, and after that, guys, I am out of here for right now. Good Lord willing, I'll be back later on. If you're joining us on the podcast, this is going to go onto YouTube too. So if you guys are joining us on the podcast, please jump on there. We are reading chronologically through the Bible using the New Living Translation, the one-year chronological Bible. I would love it, guys, if you wanted to jump on and join us during that journey. You have to forgive me on some of the pronouncements of the words. I try my best. If I had to fake it, if I just try to make it sound halfway, you know, good. But those are a little hard to pronounce. But it has been such a blessing to me, and I hope it's been a blessing to you guys as well. So with that, I'm going to get out of here, okay? Get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, may God bless each and every one of you.